Blog Talk Radio.
Sing it down low for him. Sing it down low for him.
Yours truly, Minister LaDon. Good evening, good evening, good evening. We hope that you have had a wonderful Wednesday and that you guys are just as excited and thrilled as we are to be coming together once again on Woman to Woman. Amen?
Amen. Well, I am excited as we bring this journey to a close call. We are on week We are on week six. Week six.
Yes,
wow.
Ma'am.
On week six, we have two more weeks, and we're excited as we just really work on our journey to wisdom. So tonight, we're going to be talking about trustworthy. That's a big, you know, we hear that word trustworthy, we hear it used, we hear it thrown around. Can I trust you? Are you trustworthy? And so I'm excited to see what Minister LaDonna is going to bring us in reference to this word trustworthy. But as usual, we always want to break down the word for you so to make sure, and we don't want to assume that anyone really understands what trustworthy means. Because what I'm finding as we study the, about trustworthy is that there are other words that are spoken that mean the, you know, that mean the same, such as faithfulness. Faithfulness is one, and I'm sure there's others that's going to pop in my mind. Reliable. You know, those are words that come along with the word trustworthy. And so we're going to go in, and I'm just going to define trustworthy, and then I'm going to just give some pointers on it. Trustworthiness means being reliable. Do what you say you'll do. Wow. Number two, having the courage to do the right thing. I never would have associated that with trustworthiness, but that's part of being trustworthy, having the courage to do the right thing. Being loyal. So loyalty fits hand in hand with trustworthiness. Being loyal, stand by your friends, stand by your family. Are you loyal? Being honest. Are we honest people? And I think I'm really excited about tonight. I really am. Because this is a word that all of us can really take a look at. Every word that we spoke on this journey to wisdom has just been amazing to me. But this trustworthiness is a good one because I looked at it and I could think of areas, I could think of things in my own life, past, present, and hopefully not future, where this would be questionable. Trustworthy, being honest, not deceiving, cheating, or stealing. So I thought, wow, when you think about those things as it pertains to being trustworthy, can we all say that we fit all of those? Are we reliable? When we say we're going to do something, do we do it? Do we have the courage to do the right thing? Sometimes we don't have the courage to do the right thing. And we think it's okay that we didn't do it. What's an example of that? One of the examples I could kind of use in that, something that we're probably all familiar with, if you're not familiar with it, I know some of us are, when you live in, you know, when you grew up in certain neighborhoods and you see things happen, like maybe a neighbor's house getting broken into or somebody getting date raped or whatever that thing is. And you, the first thing, a lot of times people say, well, that ain't none of my business. I'm going to stay out of it. Do you have the courage to do the right thing? What would be the right thing? The right thing would be making it your business. You know, the right thing would be to say, yes, I've seen who broke in your house. Or, yes, or even send somebody getting beat up and wanting to jump in or come to their rescue to help them. Is that the right thing? Being loyal and standing up for your friends. Are you loyal to your friends? Are you one that when you're not around your friends, they become the topic of conversation? Are you loyal? Honesty, and are you being honest about everything? You know, or do we kind of tell those little white lies that not quite lies? We don't want to just judge them as lies, but we're not really being honest about things. You know, even when you don't say anything, you know, I've heard, especially in relationships, they said, well, you lied. And they said, well, no, I didn't lie. They said, yes, you did lie. And they said, no, I didn't lie. I never told you one way or another. That's still being dishonest. And then deceiving. We know what deceiving is. Cheating and stealing. You know, we've all, I'm sure, I don't know about y'all, but I know me. I know I've cheated in my life, meaning cheated on a test or did something, you know. I'm sure I stole before, got away with something. It may have been petty, like a pack of gum or something, but something. So these are the areas that we're going to work on because we want to become wise. We want to operate in wisdom. We want to operate in godly wisdom. And so one of the things I want to say before Minister LaDon move forward is if you have your pens and paper, just jot this down. Practicing trustworthiness. I'm going to give you 10 pointers. I'm not going to go into details with them because I believe what she's going to share with us is going to probably speak to one or more of these things. But I'm going to give you 10 quick pointers on how we can practice being trustworthy. The first thing is to tell the truth. Just that simple. Tell the truth. No matter how bad you think it's going to hurt the person, just tell the truth. And sometimes we don't tell the truth. We don't be truthful with ourselves, so it's hard to be truthful with others. So just practice telling the truth first and foremost to yourself and then to others. Two, be sincere. Say what you mean and mean what you say. I tell my kids that all the time, my boys. Say what you mean, what you say. Keep it simple, say it, and mean it. If you find something that doesn't belong to you, return it. Just because it's on the floor, just because somebody else lost it, don't mean that it's yours. Keep your word. Number three, keep your word. Number four, be reliable. Can I rely on you? If you tell me you're going to do something, can I rely on you to do it? Return things you borrow. Oh, that's a big one. And we don't even see a lot in it. But how many of us have borrowed something from someone? A dress, some shoes, a lawnmower, some tools. And those things are still in our possession months, years later. Return things you borrow. Number six, keep private information private. That's a big one. If somebody shares something with you in confidentiality, then you have a moral obligation to keep it private. Even once you guys don't become, once you stop being friends, that information should maintain privacy. Number seven, gossip. Don't gossip. Don't gossip. And even when we think we're not gossiping, when we're talking about somebody else's business, it's still gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Number, don't ask a friend to do something wrong to keep your friendship. Don't ask a friend to do something wrong to keep your friendship. You know, that one right there, because the obvious would be, you know, you go and murder somebody and you're telling them to not tell, or you cheated on your spouse and you tell your friend, hey, don't say nothing. That's the obvious, but I'm going to take it a step further. I'm going to leave that alone for a minute. Number nine, stand up for and act on what you believe. Stand up for and act on what you believe. If you believe in something, stand up for it. You know, if you believe something is morally not right, stand up for it. Just because the majority believe a certain way just doesn't always mean it's right. Just because everybody else is doing it don't mean that it's the right thing to do. Do the right thing no matter what you lose in the process. See, I don't know about y'all. I tell you, I don't know about you guys, but I know about me. Some of these are areas that I know I need to work on. Doing the right thing no matter what the process. I'm not sure that, I don't know about y'all, but I question and I pray to God, Lord, help me to operate in integrity. I'm constantly asking God to create a heart and renew a right spirit within me, because I can't guarantee you that I'm going to do the right thing if I think it's going to send my child to jail. I can't guarantee you that I'm going to do the right thing if I think I'm going to lose my home. I can't guarantee you that if I was home and hungry and didn't have money and I'm living on the streets in a tent, I can't guarantee you that I'm going to do the right thing. And I'm saying that in all honesty, by desire and hope it would be in the Lord that he would give me all the strength, everything I need to operate in integrity and be trustworthy. But when I read these things, I'm like, whoa. And so I'm glad about tonight's show. I'm glad that Minister LaDon is going to bring some things to us. I pray that the Lord will use her in a mighty way to bring it with dunamis, with power, that it could come like a two-edged sword, that it could come in and convict us and cut any of the excess fat that we hold on to, even as believers. I don't care if you're spiritually mature, you're a baby in Christ, whatever. All of us have an issue. All of us have an issue with being trustworthy.
Mm.
I believe everybody have an issue on one level or another of being trustworthy, even on the pulpit. That's why we got so many people that's church hurt, that won't go back to church because of that word right there, trustworthiness. So Minister LaDon, I'm stepping back now. I think I presented the foundation, and I believe that you're going to get on this foundation, and you're going to just do it.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, one of the things I want to say, thank you for the building up of this time of analyzing trust. I love how you talked about this journey, because this journey has truly been revealing, especially for those of you who have been on this journey with us from week to week. I'm sure there's things that have been revealed in your character and the way that you act and, you know, what you do. And some of it has been great, and some of it has been not so nice, if we can be truthful. And so as we go into this topic of trust, one of the things, you know, you're going to hear me. I might sound like I'm jumping around a little bit, but I'm really not. I'm really, really being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, because whether you're believers who are on the line or you're non-believers who are on the line listening to this broadcast, there has been so much hurt when it comes to trust. It's such a delicate subject. It's so intricate. It's fragile. And so as we open up this topic, I want to truly be careful in the things that I'm sharing with you, that we're going to be sharing on this show. I do ask all of you guys to do your due diligence, you know, search the Bible, search the Word, and make sure that you're finding out for yourself and that you're building that relationship, you're building that foundation of trust. And, of course, you know, Denise and I have to share that our trust and what we learn from trust comes from the Lord, it comes from the Word of God. And so because this is a delicate space right here, I am going to open prayer, because there's some people who are on the line who are really, you know, there's some issues and some challenges, and you're still dealing with those things as it relates to trust. So please join me in just taking a moment for a word of prayer. Father God, we just give this time to you. I pray that the listeners will open up their hearts, their spirits, and their minds to receive what it is that you have for them to receive, Father God, and that the word will go to those areas in their heart, in their spirit, in their minds, and begin to medicate or eliminate those illnesses of where distrust has come in and set root and began to cause diseases in different areas of their life, Father God. So I thank you, Lord Jesus, that first of all, they're willing to hear, Father God. And in being willing to hear, Father God, that again, we open up our hearts and being willing to receive and then to do, Lord Jesus, what it is that you are calling us to do. I pray for a spirit of healing to go forth on this program tonight, in Jesus' name, amen. And so one of the things and the reasons, again, why I opened up with trust is because I can feel people's spirit on this phone, on this broadcast this evening, and I want to make sure that we're being sensitive to that. You know, trust, we've been talking about our values and building up to this place where we're operating in wisdom. And one of the things that I want to share with you guys from my coach, we learned about core values. And core values are how you define what you hold most valuable in the moment and time of making decisions. And it's how we live our lives, and how we live our lives is expressed in our values. And so I'm sharing that to say that everything that we do is based upon our core values. It's based upon our experiences. And so one of our greatest experiences in life is trust, because trust is how we interact with our world. It's how we view our world. When trust is broken and you see people as not being trustworthy, or you not being trustworthy, there's such a betrayal that's experienced. And so from our experiences, again, that's how we move forward in life. Babies learn to trust their parents. When they're born into this world, you know, you see babies interacting with their moms, babies interacting with their fathers. And so you learn, they learn how to trust the world around them and trust the people in the world based upon those experiences. And so this, too, is how we learn how to trust God and how we operate with God, too. And so that's, again, why this topic is so important, because even if you're not a believer, truly, how you experience your world. So based upon what you've gone through and what you know is how you interact with the world around you, how you perceive the world. And all of that still boils down to the basic principle, which is trust. You know, trust is such a key component, and everything that we do in life, the decisions that we make, it'll all take you back to, if you are able to be trustworthy and if other people have been trustworthy in your life. And so from there, we're going to start breaking open this whole conversation regarding trust. Oh, Denise gave a wonder. Coach D gave a wonderful definition of trust, and I'm going to go back and give another one as well. Trust defined is a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. And so, all of our relationships are basically built on trust. And I'm going to add worthy. The definition for worthy to that as well. Worthy means having or showing the qualities or abilities to merit recognition in a specified way. So when you talk about trust and you talk about worthy and you put them together, we're saying that we have the ability or that people can place their belief in our ability, our strength, and our reliability of meeting their expectations. So we have the qualities to meet the expectations of their expectations of trust. Amen. And so the first thing I want us to start breaking open is, what do we base trust on? We talked about how, you know, when we're born into this world, we learn to start trusting based on our experience with our parents and our sisters and brothers, the people around us. As we grow, that it's bigger and bigger, and we have more information to add to our pocketbook of trust. I'm going to call it a pocketbook. But one of the things I want to share with us, you know, as I was doing some of the research for this topic on trust, I learned that, you know, most psychologists and psychology studies show that most people tend to base their trust on, or the trustworthiness of people, on appearances, how they're dressed, They base the trustworthiness of people on their faces. They base their trustworthy of people on perceived authority or the perceived the competence of people or the reputation of others. So some of the examples of that. When you think about society and you think about, especially when we talk about the media and how certain images of certain people or cultures are built up, let's just take a gangbanger, someone who's in a gang, versus someone who's a student and gone to school. Most people will think that they can trust a student who's gone to school more than they can trust that gangbanger based upon media. And that's before they even experience or have any experiences with these people. And so I'm sharing that to say that a lot of times we are basing trustworthiness off of the wrong things. And so we have to begin to understand trust and worthy. So when we walk into relationships, especially men and women, a lot of times we will just blindly place our trust. Sometimes we even ignore people's behavior or their trustworthiness based upon our expectations or our presuppositions. So we can have an experience with that gangbanger. We can have an experience with that student. But we're going to ignore their behavior based upon what we learn through media, what we learn through society. If they're a student and they're going to school, they're more trustworthy. If they're a gangbanger, we know that they're stealing and they're doing all of these different things. We might experience, if as time goes by, we might experience that that gangbanger never lies, yet the student cheats on tests to get ahead. But we're still going to place that gangbanger in a box saying that they're not trustworthy. And so I'm sharing that so that we can begin to open our eyes to how we deal with the world, how we deal with people. Amen? And so if we... I'm sorry, Coach D. So if we start paying attention to how we interact with the world around us, start learning a sense of trust for ourselves and a sense of trust for others. And what I mean by that is we have to start basing trust on a sound foundation and trustworthiness on a sound foundation, which is core values, not based upon what mom said or what dad said or what authority says, because that's all based on seasons, it's based on climates, it's based on conditions and circumstances. And that's why we're on this journey, because we're getting a full understanding of putting some real, true core values in place so that we can operate in wisdom. And those values have to be strong and they have to be unchanging. And that's why we're learning how to be trustworthy people. I love how Coach D said, you know what, if I have to be truthful, because if something were to happen to my son and it was based upon my word, whether they were punished or not, I would use my word potentially in a way to stop them from experiencing punishment. Most people would think, okay, well, she shared loyalty as a part of being trustworthy, so I'm being loyal to my son. And so, again, that's why we're breaking open these topics. That's why we're breaking open these words and building a true, strong foundation. We're going to learn a lot about being trustworthy this evening. So we just learned about how most of the time people do not base trust and being trustworthy or placing trust in other people on the behavior. How many of you, and I'm not going to even ask how many of you, I can say that on a number of occasions, I have jumped into not only job relationships, but personal relationships based upon my expectations of what I thought would come out of it, out of those relationships, rather than the behaviors. Amen? And so I'm pausing because I want everybody to kind of think of their own experiences and how they may have gotten into a job. And maybe you expect to be paid a certain way, or maybe you expected a boss to act a certain way, and they didn't. And so when you get into the next experience, because your trust was betrayed in the other experience, you're now, this new experience is now being tainted. And you never operated in what it meant to be trustworthy in the first place. You never operated in the understanding or being trustworthy yourself. And I'm going to share with you why a little bit later on in the show, because as we are operating in trustworthiness, we have now not only the right to demand trustworthiness from others, but we now have the ability to recognize what trustworthiness looks like as well. And so we're going to move forward. One of the things that I want to share is that trust and being trustworthy, trust is an investment. It's a form of commerce. It's a form of wealth. When we talk about, even in the Bible, and we talk about different scriptures in the Bible, one of the things that God did, when we talk about the men with talents, and we saw some people with talents go out and into the world and, you know, trade their talents and create more, and we saw the person that was unable to trust. He was fearful, and he buried his talent. And so even from that, he lost. When he buried his talents were taken away from him. I'm laying a foundation for trust, if you follow along with me. As we're able to trust people and people are able to trust us, guess what it does? It creates commerce. Commerce as far as being able to build relationships where there was once no relationship. Commerce as far as walking onto a job. How many of us go to a job every day? You even started your job, worked a whole week, maybe even longer, before you even got paid. Right? Those of you, some of you who work for state jobs, you might work for the DMV. Sometimes you have to work a whole month before you get paid. When we had the government shutdown, the employees continued to work without being paid because they trusted that eventually they would get paid. They had that expectation, and so they operated in a sense of trust. And so trust is also, you can walk into a store, open up a credit account, walk out of that store with goods and services, and they trust that you will pay it when the time comes. And so trust, again, is an investment. It's a form of commerce. It's a way of creating wealth. And that is one of the reasons why trust is so important. And I, you know, shared some material or materialistic examples of trust. But again, when we go back to relationships, when you can walk in, you have friends, and maybe you're going through hard times and you need somebody there for support. And because your friends can trust you, they're there for you. Amen? And so it does more than just create material things. It also creates non-tangible or touch. You can't touch it, but it's there, things that are there. And so trust also is dynamic. And what I mean by that is it changes. Trust changes. When we betray somebody, when we betray somebody's trust in us or somebody betrays us, your trust in them changes. And that's why one of the key reasons why trust is so important, because it does directly affect our ability to not only trust in God, but it also affects our ability to trust in this world and operate in this world. And so as a person who is on this journey of being trustworthy, it is so key that you take care of and protect your character of trustworthiness. Because when you don't show up, even though you showed up one time, 20 times, when you don't show up on time, two times, people pay more attention to that than they did to the 20 times that you showed up on time. Especially for people who cheated. You may have been in a relationship for 30 years. Cheat one time. On your job. You may have been on your job for 15 years. Take money one time. And see how your dynamics change. So trust is dynamic. It changes. It's active. And again, it's the foundation of how you interact with your world and how people interact with you. So you have to understand how vigorous the dynamics of trust is and being trustworthy. And you have to understand it's indispensable. You cannot get far in life without being able to be trustworthy. Your credit is dependent upon your trustworthiness. You know, we talked earlier in some of the weeks earlier with this journey. We talked about being impeccable with your word. And Coach D brought that out earlier in the show as well. When people can't depend on your words, the words that you speak, the actions that you take, they will dismiss you. You can walk into a room and have all the money in the world, but no credit. You will not get a seat at the table. Amen? You'll have to try and buy a seat at the table. But if it's based on credit, you will not get a seat at the table. So it's so important. Trust is it's your credit. And you want to, and trustworthiness is a credit score. And you want to have a good credit score when it comes to God and when it comes to man. And so, again, we're talking about protecting our sense of trustworthiness. Amen?
Amen. I want to butt in because, yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to butt in for a minute because you're really speaking really well to trust. And as you were speaking, one of the things that came to my mind is trust is so powerful. I'm going to just show you how powerful it is. And it could be a positive powerful and it could be a negative powerful. One of the things that came to my mind is that you got men, and this is not, I'm not saying this is a general statement, I'm not saying that. But, for example, have you ever seen men and they have a bunch of different women and they so blatant about, you know, what the situation is, and then you ask yourself, is she stupid? Why did she stay in a situation like that? And you wonder, and we wonder, we all wonder, like, why? I mean, You know he's seeing other people. He's made it clear. And as you were saying that, what just popped in my mind is that it's obvious that she could trust him. Not trust in the sense of he's going to be faithful, he's not going to mess with other women, but she trusts that she trusts him to be exactly who he is. Does that make sense?
Sense. That makes sense. That makes sense.
And I brought that up because,
and he's upon it.
Right, and the reason I brought that up, because as you were saying that just popped in my mind that trust, that, you know, there's women that say, I trust him. I trust him. And so when we think of trust, at least for me, when I think of trust, my thing is I want to trust that you ain't going to, that you, I want to trust that you're going to be faithful. I want to trust that you're going to be loyal. But there's this other trust. She trusts in the fact that maybe there's other areas, I don't know, that she trusts him in, but she trusts him to tell her the truth. And so people
you
are
know,
saying that bad situations, or they'll say mm-hmm. bad situations appear to be bad situations, or what we would perceive as being bad situations. But the reality of it is that she's trusting him. She trusts that he's going to tell her the truth. I don't know. That just came to my mind. Sorry.
You know, one of the things that I want to make sure, because if people believe that way, I want to redefine how we're acting, because trust and trustworthiness and belief in someone being honest. That's why we're doing this show. That's
yeah.
exactly why we have this show going on, is because we can become so confused with what trustworthiness is, or wisdom is, or accountability is. Can believe someone's honesty. But is that person worthy of your trust is a whole different
yeah.
story.
Yeah.
So you can believe that a leopard has spots because you see the spots, they show you their spots. But would you trust the leopard to watch your child? You know what I mean? And so, mm-hmm. you know, I wasn't really joking, I tickle myself. But anyways, I'm saying that because, again, that's the reason why we're having this show, because we do find ourselves in situations and circumstances where we begin to negotiate, we begin to justify. And we talked about that in some of our earlier programs as well. And so if you missed it, you might want to go back and listen to it. We begin to justify and negotiate things into a truth. And it's not necessarily a truth. We negotiate things, and they become our reality. And so, if we are moving towards operating in wisdom, men and women who are listening, if we're moving towards operating in wisdom and being people of wisdom, then we want to make sure that we're dealing with people who are worthy. When you're placing the trust and the amount of trust and the types of trust. Are they worthy of that trust? Again, we learned earlier in the show that sometimes we're trusting in people just based upon their appearance. Some man can come up to me today, just getting off of work, and I'm going to give you a story. He just got off of work. He has a T-shirt on. He has a jean. He has jeans on. He has grease on his face, a little grimy. He's a little grimy. Please excuse my puppy in the background. He's a little grimy, and he just got off of work, and he comes up to me, and he says, "Hey, beautiful, can I get your telephone number? I really like to take you out." In the same instance, another man can come, and he has on a suit, and he just got off of work. Clean, clean cut, shaven, and says, "Hello, I'd really like to get your number and, you know, spend some time with you and get to know you." most people, based upon appearances, would give their telephone number to the person in the suit. Now, I failed to mention that the man who was grimy who came up to me, the reason why he had on jeans and a T-shirt was because he took his suit off because he did some work on a woman's car who broke down on the side of the road, and he stopped to help her out. He actually owns his own business. It's an international business, and he makes millions of dollars a year. I'm just being materialistic at this moment, just because that's a way of sometimes speaking to everybody all at once. And the guy who just got off of work in a suit, he sells furniture. He makes $10 an hour. And he just finished asking somebody else for their telephone number. So I'm saying that to say, based upon appearances, there's a lot of times of what we place our trust in.
Yeah.
And so we're redefining those things. We're redefining what it means. And we're going to not only taking in, you know, what we've learned, the knowledge and information of what we learned, but we're also going to start redirecting. We're going to get more information so that we can redefine some of those areas in our lives that are not accurate. And how do we redefine them? We get more words, we get more information so that we can go back in and analyze what it is that we learn, throw out the bad stuff, add the new stuff, and then operate on a whole different level. And so again, you know, as we're talking about trustworthiness, if we are men, women, if you're dealing with that person that just based upon them being honest, what we call honest, and you're placing your trust in them just upon that, then you're misplacing the sense of trustworthiness. You can trust that your paycheck will be in your bank account every payday. But you also have to have the understanding that sometimes it might not be in your bank account. So based upon that, you do additional things. You make investments. You don't spend before you get your paycheck. Amen? And so that's what we're learning as we go along with these shows. We're learning how to operate in not only being trustworthy, but placing our trust in people, saying that they're worthy, people, situations, and things. And so trustworthiness speaks to our reputation. And remember, I was saying that our credit, trustworthiness is our credit when we show up on the scene. Our trustworthiness goes before us. People speak about your ability or your worthiness of someone placing trust in you. If you have your own business, maybe you're an entrepreneur, maybe you're a great salesperson, you'll have some of your faithful clients who will call someone else up and say, hey, call this person. Call Coach D. Call Minister LaDon. Tell them I gave you their number, and they'll help you out. And so we're learning how to protect our reputation and build our reputation of trustworthiness, not only with others, but first and foremost with ourselves. Because the first place and the first thing is we haven't trusted ourselves. How many of us, and I know I am guilty of this myself, how many of you have walked into a room and there was so much going on in that room? It may have been a club. And you looked around and you know you should not have been there. You know you should have turned around and walked right back out. But you stayed. And in staying, certain situations or circumstances happened that didn't need to happen. but you didn't trust yourself when you said, I better walk out. How many of you know you should have quit your job or a job a long time ago? And it got past that time. And by the time it got past that time, maybe you were fired. Or maybe you quit your job, but you had no 401. And now you're past your prime, where people are excited about hiring you or looking to hire you, and they're looking now more towards younger kids. Or maybe you passed up a certification that will help you on your job to get a better pay. There's so many things where you didn't trust yourself. And so first, you have to be able to start trusting yourself to know what trustworthiness looks like. And those were some of the things that Coach D, those characteristics or those traits, those were some of the things that Coach D shared earlier. Because when you know and we know that we ourselves can be trustworthy, then we know how to recognize trustworthiness in others. And based upon how they show up is the level of trust experience with those people or give to those people or those situations and those circumstances. It's okay to walk into a new experience and not fully place all of your trust in that experience. Most of the time we think that it's not okay. It is A-okay. It's all right to walk into a new experience and not place all your trust in that experience. Amen? This trust is something that's supposed to be built. You build a case. It's the integrity of relationships. It's the integrity of experiences. It's the integrity of circumstances. And so, as we move forward, I'm going to give some of the traits of trustworthiness. And so these are things that we want to start seeing come alive in ourselves, in our own lives, dealing with ourselves first before we even begin to deal with other people. One of the first things is authenticity. We need to start being authentic with ourselves, our true self, showing up as our true self for ourselves. You know, I talk about social media a lot because social media can have you being 10 million different people at 10 million different times. And then when you come back and you close your door and it's just you by yourself, you don't even like the person that you see in the mirror. They have too much hanging on the side. Oh, hair not quite right. Oh, I'm getting gray hair. It's a natural part of life. And I'm not saying you can't do things to improve yourself, but I'm saying learn to be authentic and learn to love yourself, who you really are. I like to eat cake. I love eating cake. I will eat cake for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Because of my love for cake, I can either discipline myself or not discipline myself. So if I have to put something on and I may have a little hanging here or a little hanging there, that is myself, and I love myself. I love myself. Coach D, know I will, in a minute, walk around, no makeup on, and still think I'm cute. Hair, look, whatever kind of way, and still think I'm cute. I'll say, so what? I'm cute, you know? And so I'm saying that because we have to begin to be authentic and love ourselves. And when we're authentic with ourselves, it gives us the freedom to be authentic with other people. You don't have to keep up this pretense, because you'll be pretending 10 different ways according to who you meet up with that day or that week. So a trait of trustworthiness is authenticity. It's confidence in who you are and how you show up to be. And confidence, of course, has to be built up. Humility, being able to not think so highly of yourself that you think low of other people. Humility is the ability to make everybody a priority, everybody's needs and everybody's wants find value in it. Calmness is a trait of trustworthiness, that you're not being emotionally driven. You can assess the situation and be calm about it. You can watch how you respond to people, because anger, hurt feelings can make you act a certain way if you allowed it to. And you believe me, when we've been betrayed, how many of us have been so betrayed and hurt and experienced so much pain that we wanted to get revenge? And we may have gotten revenge in little bitty ways. You know, somebody might call you and they're apologizing for the way that they treated you, and you get digs in and you go off on them, and I didn't like you in the first place, and yada, 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 and you feed that spirit. That spirit loves to be fed, and when it's fed, it wants to be fed even more, because you're operating in pain and you're operating in anger. And they are not friends with trustworthiness. So again, being able to be calm, being able to be honest. Coach D said that earlier, and we've talked about that throughout each program. If you notice, the courageous ability to be honest with yourself, about yourself, and with others, and to others, and about others. You know, Coach D and I have some conversations sometimes that most people might turn away from or shy away from. A couple weeks ago, she had to pick up the phone and call me and say, "Hey, sis, take a moment. Make sure you're not doing it. Get away from everybody. Go stand to the side by yourself. Let's take a moment, because this space that we're in right now, I'm not feeling it." Now, I could have got on the phone and said, "You know, that's not true. No. How many of us do that? It's not true. I'm just tired. That's all. I'm just tired." No, but we're in this place where we can be honest with each other, and we have to sometimes face the truth about what the other person is bringing about, something that we might have done. And so that courageous honesty, worthiness. You don't throw away all the experience. You're supposed to learn from the experiences and the situations that you've been in, and you take what you've learned and you begin to master those experiences. So when you go into a new job, guess what? Ask enough questions to see if you really want to be on that job. Don't ask questions to see if you really want the money, because when you get the money, it might not be enough to keep you on that job. It might not be enough to keep you in that relationship. You ask, "Do you cook?" "Yeah, I cook." "Do you clean?" "Yeah, I clean." "I bring home the check." I do all of that. "Well, when I like to drink and turn up, woo-hoo, I'm in the club." Ask enough questions so that you can really assess it. Is that something that you really want to deal with? And like Coach D said, you have to be evolved. Stop sharing your relationship or your experiences or somebody else's relationship or their experiences with everybody else. One of the things I learned at an early age is sometimes when you feel the need to tell somebody, they feel the need to tell somebody. So when you open your mouth, first and foremost, if you're sharing with others, make sure you can deal with whatever happens on the end of your sharing with others. That person may go tell somebody, and maybe they won't. But if they do, can you deal with it? You can deal with it when you are a person of integrity and character and trustworthiness, all of these things that we're going through throughout these weeks. Amen? You can deal with what comes out on the other end. But guess what? Also, you'll operate in wisdom, and you'll only share with people that you know you can share with. And the way that you'll do that is because you'll be a person who, when somebody shares something with you, it doesn't go beyond you. You keep what needs to be kept, and you let the wind wash away everything else that you don't need to deal with. Sometimes people come and share experiences with us, especially when we're in relationships. You need to be a vault for personal relationships or your intimate relationships with your husband. Stop having your wife or your husband have to go outside of the relationship to go find friends or to go share these intimate experiences with. He might like redheaded women, and he should be able to tell you that without you becoming offended. Let him tell you, let it wash away, because guess what? I'm not a redhead, and you're with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop taking everything so personal and becoming offended by things. So being a vault takes us into, and that statement takes us into being non-judgmental. We have a tendency to judge others. And sometimes that doesn't even include judging ourselves with the same measure that we judge others. But when you're a person of trustworthiness, you don't walk in judging others. You have a respect for other people. There may be some people who are on the line who can share this experience where, you know, I've had friends where I've walked into their home, and their home may have been a total mess. It may have been roaches running around here, roaches running around there. And then instead of acting like I was too good for the situation, I walked in like they were opening up their home, which is all that they had, and sharing it with me. I didn't go back out saying, "Ooh, shoot, she had ropes." You know what I'm saying? I'm sharing that because sometimes we do that with people. That shows a lack of respect. And so we have to start being respectful. Trustworthiness, you have generosity. You're generous with your time. You're generous with your information or your knowledge or your skill set. And again, Coach D talked about honesty. We talked about that before. There's a sincerity about you when you're when you operate in trustworthiness. You're sincere. You don't have to use a lot of fluff to make others feel good. You know, your friend walks in, "Oh, girl, you cute in that skirt. Oh, man, that jacket looks good on you." And maybe it doesn't. Don't say it just to have conversation. Be sincere. You're reliable when you're a person of trustworthiness, or you're a person of trustworthiness. You're a reliable person. You operate in integrity. And like Coach D said, you do what's right. You do what's right. And we talked about fair, the word fair, on previous shows during this journey. And I want to reiterate, fair is not fair to everybody. So you do what's just. And so when we began to operate in trustworthiness, and we teach others how to operate in that because we're an example of that, you don't have to come to these situations where you might have to, where you're compromising your word, because we already said our first foundation, one of our first shows, was being impeccable with our word. And so if we're impeccable with our word, I tell everybody all the time, don't do that around me. Because guess what? If I get caught, I'm telling everything. I'm going to tell what I know, and I'm going to tell what I think I know. I might not know it, but I'm going to tell it all. So don't do it around me. Just don't do it. I'm going to tell on myself. So just don't do it. And so that gives me the ability to be impeccable with my word at all times. What I'm saying is we begin to lay a foundation to where we do operate in being impeccable with our words at all times. And so we talked about reliability. We talked about integrity. We talked about doing what's right, operating in good character. And we have to be compassionate. When we're trustworthy people, we're compassionate towards others. We have the ability to put ourselves in other people's shoes and not count their experiences as invaluable. Amen?
Amen.
And so, with that, I want to open up our floor for our broadcast to you, of course, Coach D. I know I've been talking a lot, and to any of our audience who might have questions, you know, everybody's been pretty silent on the shows these past weeks, and I know people are taking things in, but I really want to hear your feedback. Is this helpful? Is it not helpful? And you know, share your experiences if you'd like, but I definitely want to take this time to open up the floor because we are past our time, and I thank everybody who's given me that liberty, but I do want to make sure I'm being accountable with our time and recognizing that I went past time. Amen?
Amen. Amen. If we have any callers, if you've been following us for the last 6 weeks on this journey, and if anything that's been spoken in this last 6 months, oh, I'm sorry, 6 weeks, has, if you've taken anything and applied it and it was obvious because it made a big change or difference in your life, please feel free to share. Dial one on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a comment. Or maybe you have a question about one of the shows. Feel free to dial one on your dial pad. We, as Minister LaDon said, we've been on this journey, and there's many of you that's been on this journey with us from the very beginning. And we love to hear feedback. We love to be able to hear how is, you know, is this show worth it? Is, you know, are you getting something from it? You know, are you applying what you're getting from it? Because remember, we're on the journey to wisdom. So just to sit on the show and get the information, it's just knowledge. It's merely knowledge. It's not going to change your life. It's not going to make you cause you to make different decisions. It's not going to cause you to stay out of different environments. It's just knowledge. It's not until you take that knowledge and apply it that it becomes wisdom. And that's why we said we're on an 8-week journey to wisdom, because each subject matter that we speak about each week, and we bring in this information, bring in the facts to encourage and empower and educate the listening audience, is for you to take it and apply it. You know, tonight may have ministered to some about trustworthy. Or have you been trustworthy? Are you keeping your word? Do you say what you mean and mean what you say? And if, you know, some of us are saying, hey, wait a minute, some of this stuff I'm not doing. Now's the time to implement it, okay? I've heard what's been said, you know, what Minister LaDon brought or what Coach D brought. I heard what's been said, so now let me apply it. I throw out certain scenarios because they're real-life scenarios. They're scenarios that people are going through. But I throw that out because there's going to be somebody listening to the show that, believe me, somebody's going to listen to the show or listening to the show that's going to apply to. There's going to be somebody that's going to listen to this show that's been stuck in a situation for the last 5 years, the last 10 years, dealing with somebody that's unfaithful. And because they've been truthful about them being unfaithful, that person has stayed in the situation because she feels like she can trust him to tell her the truth. And so because I could trust him to tell me the truth, I'm okay with him not being faithful. And Minister LaDon went in and explained that. So and the person that hears that, hopefully they'll be delivered from that situation. Amen. So again, if you have a question or comment, dial one on your dial pad, and we'll be more than glad to take it. If not, we want to respect everybody's time, and we did go a little over this evening, but hopefully you got all the tools that you need to start operating in the spirit of trustworthiness. And we want you to continue to join us. We have 2 more weeks. Next week on Wednesday, we will be discussing, let's see, I think that's going to be, let me just make sure I don't want to tell you all the wrong thing. I think last week I did. So, week
discipline.
7, we're going to be speaking about discipline next week. I'm excited about that. Discipline is always a good one. So we're going to be speaking about discipline next week. And then the following week, we will not, the week of April the 21st, the week of April the 21st, things are going to be a little different. Processing the Pain will not be airing that week and on that Thursday. And then on Wednesday night, traditionally, Woman to Woman will not be airing on that week. So Woman to Woman will be airing on the Tuesday the 23rd. So just that week only, we will be airing on Tuesday the 23rd. Of course, we will make sure we post to let everybody know for Tuesday the 23rd. I'll make sure that I send out my email blast and text message blast to make sure everybody's aware that that week, Wednesday and Thursday, MCD Network will not be airing. Minister LaDon have the ability, we've had the opportunity to travel out of the country, so we will be traveling that week, and we will be doing Woman to Woman on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. Amen. Well, with that being said, Minister LaDon, do you have anything else you want to say in closing?
No, you know, I just want to thank everybody for joining us, and hopefully you'll be tuning in next week as we open up discipline and just continue this journey with us. I know for me, I've been experiencing everything that we've been talking about. So God says showing me some things in my area, in my life where there's definite need of growth. And so I'm looking forward to hearing people's experiences at the end of this journey as well.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we want to thank each and every one of you for joining us tonight on Woman to Woman, and we look forward to being with you guys next week on Wednesday. Have a good evening. Know that you are loved and appreciated.
Woman to Woman. Songs of love and songs of joy, songs of light we bring.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Woman to woman, songs of light we sing. Songs of love and songs of joy, songs of light we bring.
Sing it again.
Woman to woman,
woman,
songs of the life we bring, songs of love and songs of
joy. Woman to woman, yeah.
Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for him.
Woman.